Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hello there. I'm Mark Griffiths, one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development. I'm joined today by Chris Kaczmarek, who is the Director of Business Development, Florida Region at FCCI Insurance Group. Chris, for the last 15 years at New Leaf Training and Development, we've focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. What are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. Over to you, Chris, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
So, Mark, thank you for inviting me on your podcast. FCCI Insurance Group provides commercial property and casualty insurance in 20 states. We've been in business since 1959, so we're knocking on almost 64 years, and we plan on getting to 100. I am the business development director, like you said, but my responsibilities solely lie in Florida, working and engaging with our agent partners to develop more business.
Awesome, awesome.
So your question, what are the recommended best practices for people in organizations? So, you know, you really have to develop some core values. And in the company that I work for, FCCI has some main core values: loyalty, integrity, vision, excellence, and service. Those are our main core values. After that, it's building with our agent partners our relationships. It's really, really important. From there, I segue as far as building relationships and with the people that I work with, which are all remote employees. You have to develop the skill sets of empathy and really doubling down on active listening. And what I say is ABC, always be coaching or looking for opportunities to give people sometimes feedback or alternative ways of sometimes doing things. And when I say that, we have to be careful. The team that we're comprised of, everybody brings a strength to the team. At the same time, I like to look at and at least give people the opportunity to say, you know, somebody else is doing this a little bit differently, and have you tried this approach? Or I grow from something that they teach me. And so, again, finding that balance to sincerely listen to your employees, and that gives me certainly an edge in what I do for FCCI in general.
Wonderful. And just a quick question on that, Chris. Have you found listening to be as good as it once was? Is it a skill that's enhancing and developing, or something that's more of a challenge these days?
Mark, I think it's an excellent question. I think, you know, COVID reset the map with people not knowing what to do, and then pivoting from just conference calls to the Zoom calls like we do now. I think it's a little bit of a lost art form. And it is something that I preach and that I practice really with our team, because you really have to understand, if you're going to do something in business, people move more effectively. You get them to move when there's a mutual agreement on something, that both parties win somehow. And I think there's a lot of people that are pushing hard to get to their ultimate goal, whether it's some sort of production number or to land this one account, and they forgo that this is a partnership, and this is that requires both people to walk away from this situation feeling good about what we've set up for a client. So that's critical in today's business. Absolutely. I think that's an area we all need to double down on and improve.
And just finally, I mean, it's such an interesting topic, the whole active and attentive listening piece and how important it is. What are you finding? You mentioned before about kind of leading a remote workforce. What are the kind of key challenges to attentive listening, do you think? Is it the amount of distractions or the cameras off, kind of black screens that we've all seen? What are those bigger challenges, concerns?
You know, as I've grown older in life, right, I've had the opportunity to learn different people's management stylistic approaches, all right? And then I know things that I've responded to well with, and then there's things that I did not like. So I always remember what my mom told me, and she said, you know, treat people the way you want to be treated. Mm-hmm. So when any of my staff call, I always absolutely have time for them. Mm-hmm. If for some reason they catch me before a meeting or something, I let them know, your call is important to me. However, I've got a hard stop because I'm preparing for another meeting. However, I'm happy to take your question now. If it requires a little bit more dialogue or thought, I promise once I'm done, we're going to follow up and we can have a bigger discussion. I think that's critically important. Too many people don't give their staff accessibility. Mm. And I always tell them, I'm always able to take your call. You know, yeah. And I look forward to it, and I say it with a smile because I mean it. These are the people that work for me. This is how we navigate today's challenging marketplace. Who do I want to do it with this great team? So being positive in that way.
Well, I can just say, Chris, I've definitely experienced that myself. So virtual high five. You definitely practice what you preach. That's awesome. That's awesome. So on behalf of everyone watching these back, thank you, Chris, for your insights to help people and organizations be their best. Before we sign off, just a reminder to our subscribers to keep an eye on the events page of our website for the complimentary professional development webinars we offer on a regular basis. Thank you, everybody, and goodbye.
Thank you.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.